oracle deck reading. And I'm so glad you're here. I'm shuffling as I speak. And let's see. Got multiple goddess decks. And to serve you better. Got that one. Whose name I always forget, but they all have goddess in the name. Hope you guys are well. If you have not checked out my membership site where I share content that I do not share publicly on YouTube, stuff that will help you live a better life, less stress, claiming your personal power back, yogic practices, some of them that you don't like typically see, not just like yoga aerobics, but the deeper yogic practices that have real spiritual import. Breathing practices for insomnia, which if you realize how serious insomnia is, you'd get yourself right over there now. I use it when I have insomnia, and that's one of the videos I have over there, and I'll have different teachings, like I said, that I won't get into in as much depth here. I will continue to provide my free content, like this weekly reading, but if you want more and greater access, that's a good way to get more. Final goddess card. I'm going to shuffle the Doreen Virtue. Who knows what she's up to right now? Check out my Doreen Virtue video if you don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, so shuffling this last one, and then I may throw in some angel cards. Okay? All right. Angel deck. Okay. I'm going to pause and get centered and get some incense, and I'll be right back. And some tea. Hey, lovelies, this is what we got. There's some things in my eye. I always used to say my very long eyelashes are in my eyes, because that happens to me a lot, actually. Yeah, they're less long now. I think when I was, like, much younger, my eyelashes were, like, you know, really, really long. They've shrunk. Scary-looking card here, people. I was led to pull from this deck, and I don't use this deck a whole lot. This was the one. And like I said, what I do is relative to the deck I pull, I give that interpretation. Meaning, so Kali here, they have her as fear. Now she can invoke fear for sure. You know, take a look at her. But other decks would give a different meaning, but I was led to pull this one. And so in this deck, the Kali labeling her as fear is, it's actually a beautiful message. It is saying, face your fears, the issue of fears this week. Are your fears truly warning you that bridge isn't safe? Don't go down that dark alley, you know. Oops, hang on, guys. Okay, guys, yep, I'm back. So, I lost my train of thought, but anyway. What I was saying was, is this, you know, justifiable fears, or is it, in this upcoming week, fears of things that would take you out of your comfort zone? And so the implication when this card gets drawn is that it is that. So there may be things that you are afraid to do that that would put you in a new place, in a better place. Maybe using new skills, meeting new people, and so on. So that's what this Kali card comes up this week. Okay. And then interestingly enough, as I mentioned, when I do pull oracle cards, if they come upside down, which these did, they came out like this, I read them that way because I've noticed it saying there really is an issue. Like typically most people would just turn them because they're not necessarily meant to be read upside down. But I've noticed when I pull oracle cards, often they're coming up upside down. So this is what these look like, upright. Okay, so we got the sharing card, which is the Queen of Wands in tarot. Again, but Osho gives his own interpretation. We got that reversed. And we got the Nine of Pentacles reversed. So they actually really mean almost the exact same thing in his deck. And so what they mean is, I'm going to tell you sort of the upright and then talk about it a little bit more. So the ripeness card, the Nine of Pentacles, is saying you are ready to share your knowledge. There is knowledge that you could share, and if you share it, it will benefit you and it will benefit others. Like, it will literally enrich you. Okay? But we got that reversed. So reading that with the fear card, there's some sense this week that for some of you, you're not sharing some knowledge or gift that you have that could, you know, that is right to be shared, right? It shows the fruits falling off the tree, like it's time, and you're sort of holding back on that sharing, that teaching, okay? Because that came out reversed. And then this card also literally is sharing, and it's the idea that she is a queen, so upright, it means that she's giving without even worrying about how much she's giving because she knows she has so much, and that's why they also make her very large and they emphasize the volume of her clothing. And you can see she's holding a platter there and she's got jewels on. But again, this came out reversed. So you're not really living into that queen quality of sharing without fear, okay? So really interesting because they mean very, very similar things. Both came out upside down, so that there's a challenge with it. There's a challenge with you living into that, that sharing generously of whatever you have. It could be time, it could be money, knowledge. Okay, so that came out that way upside down. So more information, I then pulled the tarot, and this is what we got. We got Seven of Wands, and then the Ten of Cups. Now, this card upright means a beautiful, happy family life. You see the kids playing, the couples out in the field, everything. It's just beautiful. It's just idyllic, right? But we got that upside down. But it came out with this one, okay? So this card says that you're actually in a very strong position, all right? You're above the fray. Like, literally, you are. Things are not as bad as you think. You are in a strong position for whatever your particular needs are. And so I'm going to relate it to this idea of this family, you know, this maybe this relationship that you want to form, this family unit. Maybe some of you are having trouble in a relationship in terms of getting it to that ideal state. But basically the message here is positive about that. That feels to me almost like it's a separate message from these and the fear card. It feels like two different things. But for some of you, maybe they are connected. You know, so again, as I always say, you have to use your own intuition. And we'll end with a little meditation here as well. And then the final card that I'm going to pull for this reading is Connect with Nature. Now, I get this card a lot. This is from the fairy deck, and it says, you're rejuvenated and inspired by spending time outdoors. And the greater meaning, too, is that you'll have more ideas, and you'll get greater clarity if you can get out into nature. Okay, and that is, I notice, a real issue in a modern society. We're so much on our devices and so cut off from the natural world. That is a huge part of our stress, even though we don't realize it. So that is the reading for this week. Definitely will be something coming up for you about your fears. And that's super important because even actually before I chose this, I started to get some of the ideas were coming to me. Literally before I pulled the cards, I actually was even thinking of, should I, you know, do I want to do a video around that, around our fears holding us back? Because for a lot of people, when they're afraid of something, they're like, oh, that's a sign I shouldn't do it. When in fact, the phrase I got is that it's a sign that you are going out of your comfort zone, you are doing something new, and that's not necessarily that you shouldn't do it, just to know that you are going out of your comfort zone. I'm going to pull an angel card as well. Okay, really interesting. The angel card that I got, you guys, was release. I love how they illustrate this card because it's like an angel and she's put her little angel literally on the school bus. So she's got to release the child, like, you know, to go off and leave home. So that really fits with the fears, right? So releasing, because as I said, this implies it's not just fears that have to do with, you know, safety. It's not sort of survival fears. It's more unrealistic fears. Okay, so it's not like our good warning system. It's more about things that are holding us back. So the angel message is release, let go. Okay, so really fascinating. So if you head on over to intheflowofmagic.com, over there, I think this week what I will do, because I already did goddess card reading, did fairy cards, and did some oracle cards. What I think I'll do as the bonus if you join my tribe is I'll do an animal card reading related to this. So I'm going to pull that right now. And if you are a member of my tribe, when you join, you'll get right to that page where you can see the bonus to this week's reading. Okay? And so, guys, before we close, I'll do a brief meditation. This is the animal card deck, Native American deck, from which I'm going to pull that bonus card. So, again, head on over to In the Flow of Magic and join my free tribe there. Check out my membership site, which is only $4.99 a month for the first for 3 months. Each month it's $4.99. So there's an intro rate. And if you're interested in coaching with me, where I can teach you meditation, specific yogi practices for you and self-care practices, all done virtually, you can also check that out under my services page. All right, so let's end with a brief meditation. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose, as always. Then breathe out through the mouth. So I always encourage you, as you start meditating, to just take some relaxing breaths first. So 2 or 3 deep breaths where you breathe in through the nose. And then breathe out. Long breath out through the mouth. And that just really relaxes the body, mind. And then as you let some of what has come up this week, let it run through and filter through your own inner wisdom. So the idea of fears and the idea of what you're not sharing with the world, what comes up for you, you might want to journal about that. What fears might be holding you back? And what gifts do you have that you're just on the cusp? You know you want to share them, whether it's lessons, whether it's teaching children, whatever it is, whether it's your artwork or your music. And the energy is that it would actually be very helpful for you. It would support you. You would receive return back from spirit through people. People would be drawn to you if you offer this gift. Okay, so what is it for you? In this group reading, there are many, many answers to that. So you just want to tune in and tap into your own wisdom. So it's time. Spirit is saying it's time for you to share your gifts and to share them from a place of real generosity. Don't be afraid that in sharing what you know, that it'll be taken or that you'll run out. That's especially what this queen means. It's inexhaustible. Your gifts are there to be shared. So I hope this helps. Have a beautiful week and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.